Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to come by the way that you listen. I want to thank you for tuning in this way today and hope and pray that today that the Word of God would get alive in you today. I pray that the Word of God would fall in the good ground of your heart. I pray that you receive the Word of God today. I tell you, the Word of God is precious and pure. I love it. The Bible said the Word of God is pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I tell you, if we serve God and love God, we'll love His Word. And I tell you, we love to be fed by this. I tell you, it does feed us. It comforts us. It lets us see ourselves. It gives us hope. I tell you, I'm so thankful the Lord lets us see ourselves through the Word of God. And the Lord knows us. He knows us better than anybody. And I tell you, He knows everything about us. And I tell you, today, if we'll just be honest about ourselves, when we come to God, I tell you, we'll have more grace. And I tell you, we'll have mercy. If we confess and forsake our sins, the Bible said we'll find mercy. I tell you, we'll have mercy with the Lord. Thank God for that. His mercies are renewed every morning, and His compassions never fail. I tell you, He's a loving, long-suffering God. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of peace. He's also a God of judgment and a God of wrath. And I tell you, God deals with sin, and sin does have a payday. And I tell you, we do bring things on ourselves. And I tell you, we're going to suffer a great deal if we don't serve God. If we don't come to the Lord and serve Him with all our heart. Most of all, being saved. You can't serve Him without being born again. I tell you, you can try to do things and do good deeds and have good morals about you. And I hope you do, and that's good. But I tell you, that don't save you. I tell you, that doesn't mean you can be used of God. I tell you, God uses those that He saves, those that's been born again, and those that are trying to search and seek His will, and to be honest with ourselves with the Lord, and then the Lord can use them. And that's what my goal is today, is to be clean in the sight of God. I mean, to confess my sins daily and forsake them. Don't continue in them. I tell you, just go on and do better. I tell you, you can ask people to forgive you all day long, but you gotta make a change. I tell you, after a while, asking for forgiveness and apologizing, I tell you, not gonna go too far with you if you don't make some changes. So you gotta make those changes. You gotta confess and forsake your sins. You see, and with the Lord, when you come to Him, you confess your sins to Him, but you gotta forsake them. If you're saved and really born again, I tell you, you gotta come to the Lord, and you got to confess your sin and then forsake them. And the Lord will have mercy upon you. He'll help you. He'll give you the mercy that you need. He'll give you more grace, and He'll strengthen you. He'll give you grace over every situation. If you'll come to the Lord and be honest, I tell you, that's the only way that you're going to find help. And if you're not saved, then you got to confess your sin. You got to see that you are a sinner. You got to see that you're lost and you need help, and you want to be saved above life itself. You got to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And if you'll confess your sins to Him, the Bible says if you'll call upon the name of the Lord for mercy, forgiveness of sin, I tell you, He'll have mercy on you and He'll save you. He'll make you a brand new creature, Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all new things will come. You'll have a new path, a new walk of life. And I tell you, you won't think the same and you won't talk the same. You'll be thinking different. I tell you, you're totally changed. When your heart gets changed, when you get a new heart, when the Lord puts a new, brand new heart in you and puts His Holy Spirit in you, you are a newness of life. That's what He talked about. When you get saved, it's a newness of life. It's a transformation. Other words, I mean, you've been converted as a child of God. And then the Spirit of God's in you. He's guiding you, directing you. You see, when you get saved, if you're lost and you just joined with a church and things like that, you're still lost. I tell you, you've got a head knowledge and a lip service, but your heart's far from God. And I tell you, the Bible talked about that. Isaiah talked about they confess with their mouth. They say that they know me, but their heart, you see, their heart and their works deny what they're saying. It doesn't add up. It's just like a man that has says he has faith, but he don't have any works to show his faith. Then his faith is vain. It's vain. You see, works got to show your faith. And I tell you, works can't save you and works can't unsave you. But I tell you, now that I've been saved by grace through faith, I tell you, my faith, I tell you, if I have real faith, I'll have some works to show that I have this real faith, that I do have Jesus in my life, that I have been born again. You see, that's the testimony. Whatever's on the inside will come out on the outside. And I tell you, if you've really been saved and the Holy Spirit's got alive inside you, then that's what's going to be a reflection of you. I tell you, your countenance is going to be changed. Your tongue is going to be changed. You're not going to talk the way you used to talk. I tell you, you're not going to run the way you used to run after the world. I tell you, your desire is going to be to please God. Now, you'll make mistakes because you're still human. And that's we make no excuse for our sins and mistakes. We come to God and confess them. Ask God to help us that we may overcome it and not do it the next time, because this flesh stinks and it's tempted daily. And the Bible said we're tempted by the lust that's in our flesh. All the lust that's in this flesh. That's why Paul talked about crucifying, mortifying, and putting to death the deeds of the body, the flesh. He said there's no good thing that dwelleth in me. And he said in parentheses, I believe it was, that's in my flesh. He said there's no good thing in my flesh. The good part's on the inside of us. You see, when we got saved, he put the Holy Spirit in us. You see, but the flesh, you see, there's nothing good about it. And I tell you, it's deceitful above all things. Who can know it? Only the Lord knows the heart, tries the reins. He searches the hearts and tries the reins. And I want to speak to you today about that. Lord being my helper, out of Psalms chapter 139. He talked about this. And David said here, that the Bible said to the chief musician, a psalm of David, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Lord, he said, O Lord, you know me. You search me. There's nothing hidden in your sight. Thou knowest my down setting and my uprising. Lord, you know everything about me. At the end of the day, the beginning of the day, Lord, you know everything that goes on. Even my thoughts, even my dreams. Thou knowest all things and understands my thoughts afar off. You know everything that comes. Lord, you know everything about me, David said. He said, thou compass my path and my lying down. You know which path I take. You know the times that I'm lying down. And thou art acquainted with all my ways. You know me better than I know myself. David knew. That's why David found mercy. That's why David was called a man after God's own heart, because David was honest with the Lord. And I tell you, when he fell with that sin that he'd done, he committed, the adultery that he committed with Uriah Hittite's wife, and I tell you, he had the man murdered. And David tried to cover it up at first, but David, he came to himself and he got honest with the Lord, and he cried out to him to the Lord for mercy and forgiveness. He confessed and he forsook his sin and he found mercy, and God had to deal with him. The sword didn't depart. He still paid for his sin. You better be sure of that. I tell you, whatever you do, I tell you, we're going to give an account for it. And I tell you, when others see our sins, when other people in our family and our friends, and we don't live right before them, I tell you, they're going to see that, and we're going to hinder them a great deal if we're not real about ourselves, and if we make a mistake before them, we don't go and we don't apologize to them, and we don't tell them, I'm sorry that I've done wrong, and I'm sorry that you've seen me act like this or talk like this or whatever you've done. I tell you, we got to be honest with people, be honest with the Lord. He said that David, it got into his son Absalom. And Absalom tried to run him out. Absalom tried to kill him, his own son, you see. And he also got into other sons, you see. Absalom's half-brother, I tell you, had a sister. And he raped that sister, you see. All this come back into David's face. And he raped him. And then that brother said, you be patient, my sister. Other words, you stay by me. And he said in his heart, I'm going to get even with him. I'm going to kill him. And he did. He come about a couple of years later. I tell you, he planned a banquet, and he came and he talked to the king. And that like it, the king was invited. He said, let all the sons of the king come and let's just have a good time. You see, he planned, he premeditated this murder of his brother because he raped his sister. You see, and David had that Uriah Hittite murdered. All this came back. You see, you don't get by with sin. God knows everything about you. He's going to deal with you. But I tell you, David did come to himself, and David did get honest. In Psalms 51, he talked about that. He said, Lord, according to thy tender multitude of thy tender mercies, have mercy upon me. Against thee I've sinned. I've sinned. You've seen it. He said, I've openly, you see this, Lord, and I ask you to forgive me. Lord, just don't blot me out, dear God. Just have mercy on me. And the Lord did. He heard him and forgave him. But the Bible said, for there it is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou knowest everything that's in my mind. You know what's in my heart. You know the path I take. You know everything about me. You know what comes out of my mouth. Lord, you know what poisonous tongue has said and done and everything else. So he said, thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. He said, Lord, you know everything, even with the good things that's come out of my mouth and the bad things. And David said here, thou hast beset me behind and before. He said, you've kept me. Lord, you've laid your hand upon me. You protected me. He said, Lord, such knowledge is just too wonderful for me. It is, it's high. I cannot attain to it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Thou art holy. Just like Isaiah said, when he seen the Lord high lifted up, his train filled the temple. The Bible said in Isaiah, the Bible talked about it. He said, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of unclean people. And I tell you, the Bible said here, David said, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, thy right hand shall hold me. David said, I can't really comprehend. I'll tell you, just too much for me to understand how God has mercy upon me. And God sees me, even though he sees everything that I think, everything that I do. And there's nothing hidden in his sight. God's love and his knowledge. And I tell you, his love for me, I tell you, just passes my understanding. And he said, though I go down, no matter where I'm at, he said, thou art there. See, when you get saved, the Lord seals you. You're his. You belong to him. You're a child of God. And I tell you, he helps you and he guides you and he speaks to you. If you'll listen, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both like unto thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. When I was made in secret, curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. He said, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. He said, Lord, even being imperfect, Lord, you've seen me. You've known me. He said, how precious also are thy thoughts toward me. Lord, he said, Lord, your thoughts toward me. How precious it is, O God. How great is the sum of them. He said, Lord, I can't even weigh it up how good you are to me and how merciful you are to me. If I should count them, they are more than the number than the sand. If when I awake, I am still with thee. Well, I tell you what a wonderful thing it is to be saved, to be born again, and know that we can come to God, an almighty God that knows us, already knows everything about us, knows what we've done. But we'll come and confess and get honest with the Lord. I tell you, he'll forgive us. And my prayer to God is, my friend today, if you've never been saved, I pray that you'd come and search the Lord. Search him with all your heart and confess your sins to him and let up. Don't let up till you know. I tell you that you've gotten saved. Pour out your heart to him and confess that you're a sinner. And I promise you, he'll make you brand new on the inside. My time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name and amen.